We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese, Gillio in the Ike Reese chair in the envelope for a $25 gift card to the official Eagles Pro Shop, the place to go for all your Eagles apparel needs. Stop by any of the three Pro Shop stores that are open all year round, located at Cherry Hill, Lancaster, and Lincoln Financial Field. All right, we put a Laker in the envelope, 215-592-9494. You're going to ask us a yes or no question. We give you an answer. You give a guess at who the Laker in the envelope is. The first person on the air that gets it correct wins. It's that simple. Let's start with Kevin in Northeast Maryland, who is a frequent in the envelope player. What's up, Kevin?
What's up, boys? How are we doing?
Good. What's your question?
Question is, did this Laker play against the Sixers in the finals ever?
Did he play against the Sixers in the finals ever?
No.
Let's go Nick Van Exel.
Oh, I love Nick Van Exel. Incorrect. I was always a Van Exel guy. Can't. Logan, Cherry Hill. Logan, what's your question?
What's the two-year anniversary of his death yesterday?
The two-year anniversary of his death was not yesterday.
No.
I'm just going to say Kyle Kuzma then.
Kyle Kuzma. Cam in Newtown Square. Cam, what's your question?
Was he a guard?
He was not a guard.
Paul Gasol.
Paul Gasol. Incorrect. Chris in Delaware. Good question, though. Chris, what's your question?
Hi, was he a center?
He was a center.
Vlade Divac.
Oh, is it Vlade? We considered him. No. Of course, traded for Kobe Bryant. Mike and Manny Young. Mikey, what's your question, buddy?
Yeah, did he ever play for the Orlando Magic?
Did he ever play for the Orlando Magic?
No.
He did not.
Let me go with Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt Chamberlain.
On this show?
Yeah, we should have just tweet Jacko.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Willie, Northeast Philly, what's your question?
Did he play in the 80s?
He did not play in the 80s.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Is it Shaquille O'Neal, Jack Fritz? John Mullica Hill, we've narrowed it down a bit here. John, what's your question?
Did he play a famous pilot on a comedy airplane?
No.
They changed his name a couple times.
That was an underrated role. No, he did not.
I'm going to get Kurt Rambis.
Kurt Rambis, no. Tom in Northeast Philly. Thomas, go ahead. What's your question?
Did he play later than 2010?
Yes.
He did play. He was in the NBA later than 2010, yes.
Center.
He was not a Laker. He was not a Laker past 2010, though.
No.
3 seconds. All right, 215-592-9494.
We got a good one here.
In the envelope, we've narrowed it down a little bit, Joe.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, we did.
And that doesn't matter at all because people will call in and give a guard's name. But if you've been listening closely at home, playing along at home, you know what we're looking for. It's a matter of now finding the Laker center. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's in Springfield. Jeff, what do you got? What's your question?
Was he drafted first overall?
He was drafted first overall.
Is it Kwame Brown?
You know damn right it's Kwame Brown, Jeff. Congratulations, brother. $25 to the official Eagles Pro Shop. Congratulations, Jeff. Jeff, what do you do for a living, man?
I sit at my kitchen and work in finance. I don't do much.
Nice, nice. All right. Well, congratulations. Hang on a second. He's working from home like a lot of other people. There you have it. All right, that's the who's if you think late. If I just said Joe Giglio, Laker, who's the first comes to mind?
Well, the first one I threw out, we were trying to figure out who to go with. Nick Van Exel. I always think of Nick Van Exel.
He's one of the first. The first, if you're not talking, if you're just talking about like random Laker,
yeah, not the great Laker,
not Kobe or not the Showtime Lakers or whatever. I always think Rick Fox, who was a part of some championship teams.
Sure, Robert Horry.
Robert Horry, he's a man. He's a good one. Yeah, Robert Kurt Rambis, I think about too. Just got the glasses, and I always.
I think Adele Harris, the coach. I know we're talking about player.
Oh, like absolutely.
Before they brought in Phil
before
Jackson.
Phil, he was the coach before Phil Jackson, and we actually Tucker had said Eddie Jones as a random Laker.
Temple.
Yeah.
And he played with Kobe, and then Kobe kind of like.
It was the early part of Kobe, and then Eddie was out. I was always a big Eddie Jones fan. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls here. I know people were hanging on wanting to talk, but I wanted to bring this up. So did you see that Jeff Garcia was trending today, Joe?
I did. Everyone was mad at Jeff Garcia, I noticed.
So Mina Kimes, who is defined as an ESPN NFL analyst.
She's on NFL Live.
On the shows,
with Spears and Orlovsky and those guys.
She's very popular.
Yeah.
I don't watch a lot of it. When I do catch her on ESPN, I think she's fine. I don't have bad things to say about her. Apparently, she said on the air that Garoppolo is the definition of being part of the group project that gets an A while doing none of the work.
I mean, I think it's kind of like your take on him. You would agree with her.
Yeah,
on this one. On this.
If you've been in college and you've done a group project, there's always the guy that's kind of like, I'll show up to the meetings and I'll participate the best I can, but really. He didn't do anything other than just being there and trying to be a part of the group.
Certainly for the last two playoff games, that's felt like that, right? That they're kind of dragging him along with them.
Agreed. I think Mina's kind of funny and dry, and she's probably trying to, she's making a joke. I don't think that this was.
She's saying what everyone else is saying anyway. They're dragging him along. He's not a great quarterback.
She's being more clever in saying what a lot of other people are saying. Now, Jeff Garcia on Instagram says, who the hell is Mina Kimes, and when is the last time she threw a touchdown pass in a game? Never! Ever! That's in caps. Has she taken a snap or can truly understand the ability, the mindset, and the physical and mental toughness that it takes to play the quarterback position or any position in the NFL? The fact that there are people out there given a platform to talk about something that they've never done is hilarious, and that's how you have to look at her. She's a joke! So just laugh at her and support Jimmy, root on our Niners, blah, 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 blah. So here's the thing, Jeff. And it was in support of Jimmy Garoppolo, and he's a 49er and whatever else. He's never seen, I don't know if this is the first time that he's ever watched TV, but if he hasn't noticed, what makes the NFL very popular is people talking about the NFL and having opinions about the NFL and having TV shows about the NFL and having radio shows about the NFL and having simulcast radio shows about the NFL. This is part of the machine. The NFL can have 46 million people watch a playoff game because it's so popular. People care. So Mina Kimes is able to make a living and make a lot of money at ESPN without having played in the NFL. Just like, by the way, 90% of the people on ESPN that do this aren't former players.
Well, I'll bring it back to here. If the way Jeff Garcia said is the way it should be, the only people allowed to have a microphone here and an opinion are just Ike and Richie.
That's it.
The rest of us got to go home.
By the way, most people that listen realize that the former players bring a different perspective of what happens in the game than losers like me and you.
An insight to why something happened.
And we know that too.
But guess what? But our opinion and our callers, I would imagine all of our callers haven't played in the NFL and thrown a pass. Their opinions count too.
We're fans and this is what we do.
Right.
Mina Kimes is the fan and that's what she does. I find it interesting that Jeff Garcia has never Skip Bayless or it's Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, well, that's why everyone's freaking out, because he went after a woman who's talking about this. Right? Skip Bayless has thrown zero NFL passes. He makes $10 million a year to yell about quarterbacks and nonsense.
Right. Everybody does. It's what we do.
Right.
And she wasn't singled out or whatever. So, whatever. He's catching a lot of crap, and he deserves it for the comment. And I think that's that. But it's just interesting that I understand it from a former player perspective. And Jeff Garcia, I think he does the postgame and the pregame.
NBC Sports.
He does. So he should understand a little bit of what's going on in the media with the media game. But
the funniest part for me all this is, everyone has an opinion on movies and music. Like, since when do you have to have done it to have an opinion on it?
You need to be an actor to say whether a movie sucks or not.
Right. Like, you can say Jalen Hurst isn't that good. I could say I think he might be really good. Like, it doesn't matter. We're just fans.
You have to be a chef to know if food's good or not.
No, I don't. I know. Right?
But in this, you can't understand it. He even said through a touchdown pass. So is this just quarterbacks that can talk about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Marcus Spears got to leave the show, too?
Right. Maybe it's just quarterbacks.
Well, that really limits the pool.
Does this mean that Elliott doesn't count as a football mind? But he says he could throw one in a football game.
Yeah, he did win the kicking competition.
Right.
So maybe Elliott is a football player.
There you go.
Maybe not.
By the way, Mina Kimes should send a Starbucks gift card or something to Jeff Garcia because it got her some good publicity today.
Sure. Yeah, everyone's defending her.
Exactly. Yeah, people are looking at that. Yeah, exactly. This makes her look good. All right, let's take a phone call or two. Let's go to George. George in North Philly. How you doing, Georgie?
Hey, what's going on? I'll have to say this once, but you know I'm a legend on the show. I don't get to call in many times, but I'm the only person to guest in the envelope on the first guest.
Get out of here. Who was it?
It was the Denver Nugget in an envelope. I can't remember his
You'll
name.
Even remember who it was now. You're so good.
It was a guard.
Alex
a guard.
English?
No, it was the Denver Nugget in the envelope.
Well, hey, that's a former Denver
Andre
Nugget.
Miller.
Okay.
It was Andre Miller.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Good job. Good job, Georgie.
I have a question for you, Mark. You say that that if we get the Seattle quarterback, he has at least 5 more years left. How can we guess that he has 5 more years left and he's not the same type of quarterback as Brady? Because he's a different style of quarterback. So we can't guarantee he has 5 more years left.
Can't guarantee Jalen Hurts has 5 more years left either, right? You think it's likely based on his age, just like I feel it's likely based on the way he takes himself – take care of himself, his, the fact that he talks about wanting to play into his 40s. And sure, he could be totally cooked at 36, 37. Generally, guys that take care of themselves and are dedicated to the sport last a little bit longer.
Yeah, George, I think he's determined enough that he's going to play as long as Mark thinks he is. I agree on that. I just don't know if he's going to be as good as he ages the next 2 or 3 years.
But he gets hit way more than Brady does.
Sure, he gets sacked a lot. Yeah, takes a lot of sacks.
So we can't assume that because Brady made it to 44 that Rodgers or he's going to make it to 44.
I said 5 years, which puts him at 38. So I didn't say he's got another 10 years of elite play. I would take 5 years of Russell Wilson where I think he's a top 10 guy right now. Yeah, I think it's a great value.
But would you be happy to have Jalen Hurts again next year if we don't get Russell Wilson?
Would I be happy? Or like it's the obvious move. He's not terrible. He did a good job last year. Do I think he projects to be the Eagles quarterback for the next 10 years? No, I don't.
So you're not interested in like the next level of stopgap quarterback? Because that's where I understand your point. I mean, it's Russell Wilson, right? Like, I get your argument. The part that I don't get is if they went out and they signed like a guy just to stop this gap.
I'm not trying to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't need
Kirk Cousins.
I don't need Kirk Cousins. I don't need Jameis Winston. I don't need to try because Jalen Hurts is going to be comparable to those guys.
The Eagles can win 9 games with Jalen Hurts or Kirk Cousins. Why are you paying Kirk Cousins?
No, agreed.
Right, like $30 million.
Agreed. I don't want Kirk Cousins as the starting quarterback of my team, right? So it's like could Kirk Cousins win you more games next year? He could. He also could win you less. He could win you more, right? Like he could be the same, a little bit more, a little bit less.
Right, for $30 million.
But bottom line is it's a bad value and he's not good enough.
Right.
Like Baker Mayfield is, I believe, a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts by a little bit, but like, and he's the former number one overall pick, and he's playing out the final year of his contract. So you have 2 more years of Jalen Hurts. You don't need to give him a new contract next year. You don't need to do anything else. If he plays well enough, but you're still not sure, you always have the, hey, prove it. But I just, Joe, I don't hear enough people saying, I believe that Jalen Hurts is the guy. He's the guy. I know it. I hear a lot of, well, I mean, you know, give him another year. He could be the guy.
I do think running quarterbacks are tougher to evaluate. I think it's harder to know if you have the guy or not. They throw the ball less. They run around. They get hurt. I just think it's harder to know. I feel like it's easier to know with, like, a thrower. Right away, you see it or you don't. These mobile quarterbacks, they're more difficult for people.
No, they are. All right, text line, Jack. What do you got?
Text line.
No text line yesterday? The disrespect. The text line from the text line.
What happened, Jack?
That was Jack's idea.
Yeah, it's didn't really have the feel of a text line.
Maybe Marcus wouldn't have.
Yeah, I don't think he would have got the inside jokes.
You did the top 5 at 5, which was good, but right. That's probably the limit.
Yeah, and I was even questioning about that, but then I was like, press conferences would be funny because Marcus was there for all of them.
So. You made it personal for the show yesterday.
Right. The text line would have been too inside jokey.
Probably a good move. All right, what's next?
You want more of this, Giglio? Marcus Hayes hitting the punching bag in Doylestown.
Yeah, I heard there was a lot of body shots.
Couple.
Body blow, body blow. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple.
Yeah, because he just tries to grind you down. Yeah.
I stood the whole time. I didn't get knocked out.
CompuBox numbers had heavy hit rate, but not a lot of power punches.
Yeah, then Jack said afterwards, I look like Jimmy Butler after the Heat run to the finals in the bubble. Out of gas.
Exhausted. I didn't work that hard in years.
I was a little
usually
tired.
Have to out-debate Tucker.
That's not hard.
Those body shots accumulate. You may not see the bloody face or the black eye, but you were exhausted
yeah,
yesterday.
Tired afterwards.
All right, good job. What's next?
Joe, I think you and Marcus made Inge's year by entertaining putting Tobias at the two for nearly 5 minutes. It was like listening to someone present their thesis on why the earth is flat. Joe from Reading.
Yeah, Inge came up with this theory yesterday to fix the Sixers. He was making a trade, getting John Collins from the Hawks, but his crux of his thesis was Tobias Harris as a shooting guard. And he thought this would work.
Yeah, what could go wrong with that?
Yeah, honestly, when I saw Inge calling in, I said, I can't get him up there fast enough. I wanted to see
Joe and Marcus Hayes?
Yeah, I want to see Marcus Hayes take Inge and see how they would do.
How did it happen?
Well, Marcus like took it as a serious call. You know?
That's the...
I mean, he made Inge like, actually believe his thesis of Tobias the two was a good idea.
Well, every guard in the league would cook him.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Now, how come all of a sudden John Collins, and this is, seems like total BS to me, I read the whole, they'll trade John Collins for a good player and a number one.
Yeah, I like John Collins.
So why is he available? Like, I know they're not good this year, but didn't he expect them to not be the same team they were last year? I mean, they really got there on kind of, you know, lightning in a bottle.
Well, and also the Sixers had a collapse, right? Like,
right.
They gave it to
no,
them.
No, but even, like, their second-half record after they fired...
They hired
Nate McMillan. Or they fired Nate McMillan.
They fired the former Sixers assistant coach and brought
Lloyd Pierce out, McMillan in,
and he made a difference. But just like Thibodeau made this big difference in New York last year, then that quickly faded.
Right.
So
it's like Alain Vigneault.
Just like if it, yeah, it's just like, you're right. It's just like
AD,
a hockey
as we call him on the show.
You upset you missed the Flyers press conference day yesterday, John? 13 straight losses?
Oh, man, I was... I didn't miss it. I actually watched it.
DVR'd it, I'm sure.
No,
those
guys are the biggest... Those guys are the biggest joke in the city, those two. I feel bad for Flyers fans.
Well, they did say sorry, which is refreshing.
I mean, they should be sorry.
They also said they think they can win next year.
Yeah, but who's this Dave Scott guy? Dave Scott could have been, like, walking down the street. I would have never ever known who he is. Who is this guy?
He's just
some Comcast lifer that's made his way up the corporate ladder by doing what he's got to do to survive.
They put him out there yesterday.
And they put him out there yesterday. And you know, Chuck Fletcher. Yeah. I did watch some highlights on Twitter.
Yeah, they're hopeless.
They're completely hopeless. Yeah. Any more?
Your weatherman is a fraud. Howard and Delco.
Dope.
Yeah, and I'm looking here up at Fox 29. We have our own forecast that's coming up at 6 o'clock with Howard. But there is a winter weather alert for Friday evening to Saturday evening. A watch, not a warning. So, yes.
What's the difference?
Well, watch means
a watch
that
is like, look at it?
A warning means, yeah, you're getting storms. Watch is that look out.
Yeah, like if I told you to watch
less
out
severe.
For something, but I said there's a warning for something, what sounds
that's
worse?
The difference.
A
yeah.
warning sound. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Like, why can't they both be this? Like,
well, if I said to you, hey, watch out for this dude. He might be coming for you. If I said, listen, I'm going to give you a warning. This guy's coming for you.
Yeah, warning. I'm going to take that.
Right. Yeah, you're taking the warning. Any more, Jack?
Jack, you got to read your weather report from outside the station so all the cars in traffic can beep while you're trying to talk. That's how real weather goats do it. Dave in L.A.
Oh, Dave in L.A. What's
yeah,
up,
actually,
Dave?
A real. I couldn't tell if it was actually him, Boreanaz.
Was it?
Boreanaz is using the text line?
Might have. It was a real text.
Did it have a... you could cross-check it. Don't you have his number? You guys are buddies.
I know. My good close friend.
Did you make him wait on hold anymore, or is that a one-time thing?
A one-time. He hasn't called back.
He's never called back in after.
No, it's not the same number.
It's almost a year ago.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
So David Boreanaz, who Jack put on hold as just a regular caller for 20 minutes.
He made a bad point.
And then I ran him off the line after a minute because it was a bad call. It's Dave Roberts' son. So Dave Roberts on City Line Avenue doing the weather would always have cars that were beeping at him on live TV. It'd be difficult for Jack to leave the studio because there's nobody else that works here.
Right. Just us here.
That could come in and watch the board. Yeah. So we literally, like, if just like the president, the presidents go down, so the vice president comes in, there's nobody else here that could actually do Jack's job.
We don't have someone in a bunker somewhere just in case?
No, there's no designated survivor, no. Anymore, Jack?
Just make sure you clean out the area around your mailbox, you short loser. John's mailman from Collegeville.
Not going to snow. You know what he's been doing?
The mailman?
So there's this thing with the Postal Service. It is illegal for these Amazon drivers to put boxes in the mailboxes. So a lot of times what they do is, and you know the like the average size of a smaller Amazon box,
yeah.
It fits right in if you have a standard size mailbox, mm-hmm. right? So because I get it all the time. I'll have a package that's in there. What they started doing is they're taking them out and sending them back to where we're not getting the Amazon packages.
The mailman's taking it out?
Yep.
So this is a mailman versus Amazon war.
Yes, and we're getting caught in between. So, because if you think about it from the mailman's perspective, he's trying to put mail in there and there's no room because there's a big box in there.
Right, but he still shouldn't take your package.
No, you should throw it or something underneath the mailbox so it gets stolen.
The package.
No, but it's not my fault he's doing that. Take it up with Amazon. I understand it's a problem, but it's been a rash in our neighborhood, and that's why I think my mailman's responsible for it, because a lot of people are saying on the Facebook page they're not getting it and they're being returned to sender.
This is the neighborhood Facebook page.
Yes.
Which I'm sure is lively.
There's lots of activity, yes. A lot of people have a lot of time to complain about things that don't matter. First world problems, Joe Giglio.
That's it.
But we had an Amazon box that was returned to sender, and it's like, well, that's weird. Why would they do that, right?
So where does it end up? Back at Amazon?
They send it back to Amazon. Yep. Yeah, and then Amazon, of course, doesn't really understand what happened because the Amazon driver's not saying, yeah, I jammed it in the mailbox.
The unintended consequences of ordering everything online.
Yeah, seriously. And then if something blew away because the Amazon guy just left it by the mailbox,
right.
it wasn't heavy enough, and it literally just blew away.
In a past life, I was a FedEx driver. Way back in the day.
No, you weren't.
I was. When I first got out of college before I started doing radio, I needed money.
You were a driver?
I was a driver. Delivery driver.
I could see that.
I could too. Doesn't that pay well?
It was pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I could see people do it for a living. Obviously, a lot of people
My
do.
Cousin Mike just retired from UPS. He worked UPS for, you know, whatever it was until
I was only
retire.
There like a seasonal thing, so I didn't get benefits or all that. Like I
right.
But I didn't mind the job. The only problem was it was winter. Like, I don't know how they do it because you're basically in and out of the truck all day. You can't warm up. It was like a day like this.
You have to dress in layers.
Yeah, it's cold out there.
I had a FedEx driver yell at me to leave Carson Wentz alone one time. My FedEx guy yelled out the window
that.
To me.
Yeah. Well.
And this was when I turned on him, but then I came back to being supportive.
They're probably some of our best listeners. They're in the car
all the
day.
Time. Yeah, all the time for sure. All right, coming up, Howard. And John Johnson is doing the evening show tonight.
So it's Johnson and Eskin.
Yes. Tucker at the controls, John Johnson, and he's riding with the King from 6 to 7. And I would expect another weather forecast from our chief meteorologist here at 94 WIP.
At least one.
And I'm sure he won't ramble on and on complaining about weather people and whatever. And it would go too long and people will say, what are we doing here?
No way.
That will not happen. All right. Thank you, Joe. Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. If you're looking to get engaged, that's the place to go. Best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Tomorrow, we're live at Chickies and Pete's. We make the first transition.
Fridays.
Football season's Monday. Once football season's over, we go to Fridays. So we'll be live at Chickies and Pete's. Joe will join me tomorrow, 2 to 6, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Talk to you then. See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.